It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Chris Hogan. Brian is in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Dave and Chris, how are you guys?
Great, man. How can we help?
Good. Good. So, first off, I just want to thank the both of you. I listen to your guys' show all the time. My wife and I started our debt-free journey last November.
Cool.
We paid almost $20,000 off.
Way to go.
Really excited. Yes, thank you. So, my call actually isn't about me. My parents, I'm really emotional about this. I apologize.
That's okay.
I started my debt-free journey because of them. They've struggled with money. They've always been there for us. They're wonderful people. So they've struggled with money. They were heading into retirement here in these next couple months with a lot of debt. Mortgage was $80,000, and I think the same amount in credit card and vehicle debt. Well, we found out yesterday that they actually just won a lottery here. They won $340,000. I want to make sure that, I want to help guide them the way you guys have kind of helped me on what they should do with their finances. They're going to pay off all their debt. I just didn't know what you would recommend they do with any remaining money as far as investments or savings and stuff along those lines. So,
well, $340,000 is wonderful, and if you send me a check for that, I'll cash it. Okay?
Absolutely.
But let me tell you what happens with people that don't have any money, that are broken in debt, and they win $340,000. Their brain tells them it's $34 million.
Right.
And I don't want to sound snobbish, but it's not that much money, because they can screw this up real easy. Okay. It's
sure.
Not so much money that they don't need to become very, very serious about the subject of money, because they still have a lot of problems. This does
sure.
not set them up for retirement. It helps,
right.
But it doesn't set them up. And so the first thing I would coach you to tell them is to try to help them get their head around the emotions of, this is not that much money, so I still need to learn to behave.
Yep.
Okay?
Sure.
Because if they don't, it's going to just evaporate, and they're going to be, let me tell you, 7 years they'll be sitting right where they are today if they do not change their mentality about money. Because their money problems are symptoms of their behaviors. The behaviors
sure.
are the core problem. So that's not to shame them or beat them up. When I went broke, it was because my behaviors made me go broke. I did stupid butt stuff, and it always knocks you upside the head. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, does it.
And yep. they've been doing this their whole lives, not because they're bad people. They're wonderful people. They just suck at money.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want them to think this heals that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to break. Big deal.
Sure.
Because if we can get inside their psyches and lovingly let them admit out loud and admit down in their guts that this is not this much money, but if I play my cards right, this could be the thing that's going to make it okay, even though I've messed up until this point. So first thing is, yeah, we're going to get out of debt. Then we're going to do some investing, and Chris can walk you through that. And then we're going to put them into Ramsey Plus, where they go through Financial Peace University. I'll pay for it. So they just hit the lottery again, because that's worth more than $340,000, by the way.
Yeah.
Because over the scope of their life, when they change their behaviors, they're going to have a lot more than $340,000, even though they're approaching retirement age.
Yep. And Brian, I have worked with people. I've been with Dave 15 years now. I have worked with people that have hit the lottery, much larger dollar amounts. But I'm going to tell you,
sure.
the story of the people that do it well are the people that get connected, they understand the game plan, and they start to walk through the baby steps rather quickly because they have that. But here's the ones that didn't do it well. The ones that, as Dave talked about, thought that this was enough to set them up. They didn't change their habits. And these are the people within 2.5 years
mm-hmm.
have gone back into debt, gambling, or doing something to reach for that other savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would tell you.
Yeah, it worked once. It'll
it
work again.
It'll happen again. So, Brian, you can guide them, but you can't be that person. Okay, you can guide them, but ultimately how they choose to handle it, I'd get them connected with some people that are really going to love on them, and walk with them, but that can't be you.
So let's do a couple things. One is we'll put them into Financial Peace University in Ramsey Plus. I'll pay for it for a year so that they can have the chance at this turning their lives around, and it can be a blessing in that regard. If they do not change their habits, the money is going to be wasted, and so will this effort. So this is their shot. This is their opportunity to reset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you've got to get that through to them. Then the second thing is jump on, as Chris said, let's get somebody in their corner. Jump on at DaveRamsey.com, click SmartVestor.
Yep.
And then when all the debt's paid off, we got the emergency fund set aside, whatever's left, let's throw that towards investments. And I would hold out $3,000 or $4,000 to blow and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But not $30,000. It's not that much money. So you pay off the house, you'll be back in debt. You pay off the cars, you'll be back in debt. You do all this, you'll be back in debt. If you don't get on a budget, have your emergency fund, and live on less than you make the rest of your freaking lives.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have a lot more than $340,000 a decade from now.
They really will. And Brian, also reach out to one of our tax ELPs. They need to go ahead and get a full view of exactly how this is going to impact their taxes on a federal and a state level.
Probably going to take half of it.
You're going to hit them. It's going to get hit.
And there may not be any money left after you pay off the debt and pay the taxes.
It really may not. But either way, as Dave said, it can be a blessing or a curse. It just depends on how they view it and what they do moving forward, my friend. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, intentionality. Intentionality. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.